Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. There is something about summer that makes you want to refresh your home. And for many of us, that starts with the kitchen. It's where the morning coffee happens, where family life gathers, where friends always seem to end up. And after years of wear and tear, it might be time to give it the attention it deserves. So if you're thinking about a new kitchen, Tile Style is well worth a visit, because Tile Style doesn't just do tiles, they also design and supply beautiful kitchens, including the luxurious Porcelainosa kitchen collection. Think high quality, contemporary design, stunning finishes, clever storage, and a look that can completely transform your space. Their expert team can help you plan it all properly with advice and optional virtual design, so you can see how your new kitchen will come together before making any big decisions. And with Tile Style Summer Sale now on, offering exceptional value across the store, it's a brilliant time to start planning with tiles and finishes to perfectly complement your new kitchen. So if your summer plans include creating a kitchen that feels genuine special, start with Tile Style. Visit the Tile Style showroom in Ballymount to see full kitchen displays and finishes up close, or explore more at tilestyle.ie.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Libraries aren't known to be particularly dark places, yet in Dublin they've taken the step of installing light boxes in a number of them. To explain the thinking, we're joined by Ciara Dardis from Dublin City Libraries. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you keeping?
Not too bad. Are these going to be in all libraries in Dublin City, or just a selection?
No, so they'll be available in all of the Dublin City libraries.
Right. And so will there be like a light box for everyone in the audience that goes to the library, or just a kind of a number of them?
No, there's one in each of the libraries. So they're ideally used for about a half an hour at a time. So hopefully during the opening hours, there'll be plenty of time for people to use it, you know, if they're interested.
Right. OK. And to explain what that is to people, what does it look like?
So to be honest, it looks like a tablet, like an iPad or one on a stand. It's white. And then if you can imagine when your iPad is turned off and the screen is grey, when you turn on the light box, it comes on an extremely bright light. So you're talking about the type of light that we would have in the middle of the summer on a sunny day. That kind of level of brightness, you wouldn't be looking at it in that sense, like, you know. So yeah, the idea is kind of that you turn it on, you have it about, they kind of say about 2 feet away from you. So it's in your eye line, but you're not looking directly at it. And then you can carry on reading or working or whatever else you're doing while you're using it.
And these lights, you get vitamin L from these lights, is that right?
So, well, it's called vitamin L. I'm not sure now exactly that vitamin L is. That, like the HSE, I mean, I had done research into this when I was looking into buying them. And the HSE say that they're supposed to reduce melatonin, obviously the hormone that makes you sleepy, and increase serotonin, which affects your mood. So I don't know whether it's an actual vitamin or, you know, whether that's just the name of the specific light box, but that's how it's supposed to work, is by reducing melatonin and increasing serotonin.
Right. OK, so people will be leaving the library in a much better mood, notwithstanding whatever they read or anything. And so
exactly
why these things in particular, that I suppose there's a range of things if you want to contribute to people's health. Why the light boxes?
So we have this is partly funded under a program called Healthy Ireland at Your Library. So it's part of the Healthy Ireland program, and they offer under it a range of different funding for different kind of well-being facilities and that sort of thing. So say some libraries around the country have like activator poles for walking, and we would have like gazebos for having events outdoors to encourage people being outdoors during the summer. So it's just a different kind of range of what, you know, we were looking at. So when I was looking into different options, I saw that these were advertised in Canada and apparently had been quite successful. So given obviously the Northern Hemisphere and it can be dark and gloomy, you know, had a kind of thought they might work. So hopefully there'll be good take up on them and people will find them useful.
Right. OK, so obviously you don't want to be looking at it. So if you're sitting down, do you want the light kind of angled towards the side of your face or something
like that? That's exactly it. Yes, yeah, that's exactly it. Like, so it will be within your eye line, but not looking directly at it.
Yeah. And if there's somebody sitting beside you, like, going, oh, there's Tom sitting over there, and you go over to Tom and suddenly you're blinded by this massive light shining from behind Tom. Are there instructions as to how to angle it properly so it doesn't...
Yes. Well, no, I mean, the instructions are that you just don't look directly at it. Obviously, you know, we would be, you know, the staff in the libraries will be trying to make sure that it's not impacting on anybody else, ideally, that you're working into a corner or that sort of thing, where the light is affecting you but not affecting other people who are coming in.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, are you kind of issuing instructions to people just to make sure that doesn't happen?
That's exactly it. There's guidelines that will be available at the desks where all the libraries are. There's also the instruction guide, which is within where we have the instruction leaflet. There also has the link to the actual user guide from the manufacturers so that people are, you know, and no doubt about how to use it.
Yeah. Do these things last for long? Do you have to change the bulbs in them often?
Well, apparently they are due to last for about 3 years automatically, then that the bulb will gradually start fading and you can look into replacing it at that stage.
Right. OK. And so if somebody comes in and wants to use the light box, do they necessarily have to be doing anything else? Might they just come in and bask in the vitamin L for a while?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely it. I mean, as you're probably aware, there's no membership needed to come into a library, and certainly they can, you know, borrow it and use it in the library just like any of the other facilities. Obviously, we would be encouraging people to become members for all the other offerings that we have, but no, they can just come in and use it.
Okay, great. So they'll come for the books and stay for the vitamin L.
Fingers crossed.
As an added benefit. Ciara, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Ciara Dardis there. Divisional Librarian with a Dublin City Libraries. She's also in charge of events and partnerships.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.